Lessons in class. It's time to stop students' boorish behaviour, college professors say. One student took a box of chicken to class. Another carried a cell phone conversation, and still another whistled loudly every time the professor turned his back. Reform school? Nope. College. More and more professors say they are encountering rude students in their classrooms. Many of today's young scholars arrive late, leave early, talk loud, or take care of personal business such as paying bills during class. Why are students behaving badly? Because they can, said Michael Zamora, a University of North Texas sophomore. A lot of the time, the professors let them get away with it. Some educators say it's time to reclaim civility in their classrooms and even start taking some of the blame for bad behaviour. They say that rude students are by no means the majority, but that one unruly student can ruin an entire class. There's a great deal of mischief going on in the world around them, and young people see it and develop disrespect, said Dr. Ameda, adding that sometimes students aren't even aware they are being rude. Customers on campus. Professors attribute part of the problem to students with short attention spans who expect to be entertained. If they're not having fun, they get angry and disruptive. Educators also say they are seeing more customer-orientated students, those who come to college expecting to be catered to. A lot of students feel they can come to class whenever they feel like it and do whatever they want because they're paying tuition, said Dr. Stacey Jury. I remind them that when I buy a movie ticket, I don't have the right to go into the theatre and turn on my radio. Some students blame boring teachers, large lecture halls, and long classes for incivility. Often, they say professors are too wrapped up in their lectures to notice when students are reading magazines or talking. You'll go to these classes and professors talk in their monotone voices. They don't make it interesting. Some even just read out of a textbook, said Rachel O'Neill, a senior at Southern Methodist University, who admits occasionally reading the school newspaper during class, though she says she never opens it up.